When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
What are you looking for in a new smart TV? 4K picture quality, high quality and immersive sound, a sleek design. All of those are givens, but only the new Roku Pro Series has all of those and the Roku streaming experience and award-winning OS. Get fast, easy access to all your apps like iHeart, where you can stream all your favorite music, radio, and podcasts all day. And regular all-inclusive trips to Roku City. The new Roku Pro Series, a smart TV built by the streaming pros.
That world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie & Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets, Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
On this episode of Newt's World, the Loudoun County, Virginia School District is located in a suburban county just outside Washington, D.C. And in 2020, Loudoun County Schools became the unexpected ground zero for the parents' rights movement. In his new book, Parents of the World Unite, Ian Pryor shares strategies fellow parents can do in their own school districts to stop the left's radical agenda from taking root. Parents of the World Unite is an indispensable book for American families who believe they should be able to raise their children without government interference in their moral, religious, and ethical choices. Here to talk about his new book, I'm really pleased to welcome my guest, Ian Pryor. He is the senior advisor at America First Legal and the executive director of Fight for My Schools. Ian, welcome, and thank you for joining me on Newt's World.
Well, thanks for having me.
I'm curious, first of all, what got you personally interested in this whole issue of parents' rights?
Well, as you said, it really started in 2020 in Loudoun County, which is really a microcosm of what was going on in the country with schools at the time, and schools were closed. And yet a lot of parents that started organizing to try and push for reopening the schools in the summer of 2020, and they built networks, they built groups, they went and they spoke at school board meetings. But I really got involved sort of looking at some of the consultants that the schools are bringing in and how that was impacting teacher trainings and curriculum. And in August or September of 2020, I decided to send a Freedom of Information Act request to the schools to find out about a contract that they had with a group called the Equity Collaborative. And the Equity Collaborative had done an equity audit the previous year and had recommended all these things that they needed to do to end systemic racism in Loudoun County public schools, which it was kind of news to me that there was systemic racism in Loudoun County public schools. I read the report. I found it was pretty inadequate. A lot of anecdotal stories from sort of anonymous sources in focus groups. And when I got back my Freedom of Information Act request, I found out they spent $500,000 of taxpayer money in 2019 for this audit. And beyond that, they ended up paying this consultant $625 an hour for the next 2 years to go in there and really implement all the changes that they recommended. I ended up writing an article in the Federalist. I put some other things in there that people had sent me as far as tips. I thought I was kind of done with it at that point. But fast forward to March 2021, You had a private Facebook group called the Anti-Racist Parents of Loudoun County. It had six school board members that were in it, and it had our Commonwealth attorney, our prosecutor, who's a Soros-backed Commonwealth attorney. And a bunch of activists decided that they were going to make a list of parents that were insufficiently woke in the community. And they proceeded to list about 60 to 70 people who spoke at school board meetings against school policies, whether it was school closures or critical race theory in the curriculum. And a lot of us didn't take too kindly to that. This was cancel culture, come to our community, come to our neighborhoods. And we decided to take action. And we realized that simply going to a school board meeting and complaining wasn't going to get the job done. So we decided on a campaign to essentially remove six school board members. Now, in Virginia, you don't have a recall like in other states. It's a lot more complicated. I mean, you have to gather a bunch of signatures on petitions. You have to then bring it to the court. And then your Commonwealth attorney, who was in this group, she's the one that would actually prosecute the case against the school board members. But we decided to start it up, and it really took off, and it started to galvanize the community through signature drives, different events that we had. Over 6 months, we collected something like 25,000 signatures. But as we were doing that, the school board continued to step in it and create problems of their own making. They put a teacher on suspension for going to a school board meeting and speaking out against a proposed policy that would allow biological males to use women's restrooms and compete in sports. And then, of course, they covered up a sexual assault on the grounds that this would impact their ability to pass that very policy, because that sexual assault happened in a bathroom with a boy wearing a skirt. We stayed on it. We continued to investigate, put out as much information as we could, develop sources in the administration, in the schools. And we knew in 2021, with all the focus on the Virginia gubernatorial election, that people were going to pay attention to these issues. And it galvanized not just people in Loudoun County, but people all over Virginia and all over the country. And once the story broke in October that, in fact, the school and the superintendent did cover up a sexual assault, really all heck broke loose there and really had an impact in the change in power in Virginia, where most people were assuming that Terry McAuliffe was going to be governor, that Mark Herring was going to be attorney general. And surprise, surprise, parents came out, they made their voices heard. And now we have Governor Youngkin and Attorney General Meares and Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears. And that's already producing results. I mean, Attorney General Meares convened a special grand jury that investigated Loudoun County Public Schools. In December, they released their special grand jury report. A week later, they unsealed indictments against the superintendent and the school spokesperson. You're seeing now that people are activated. And as we go into elections in 2023 in Virginia, the parents' movement is going to be a big part of that.
I thought, by the way, that when Terry McAuliffe in the debate came back and said that parents really shouldn't be involved in their children's classes, that that was sort of the beginning of the end. The whole notion that they were anti-parents being in the classroom struck me as so alienating that I suspect it almost guaranteed Youngkin's election.
And I talk about it in the book. There were really four moments over the course of 2 weeks that I think changed the course of history. Certainly the first was McAuliffe's debate statement. And then you had the National School Board Association put out their memo requesting that the Department of Justice utilize domestic terror provisions in the Patriot Act to investigate parents, of which Merrick Garland immediately swept in and issued a memo. That same week, we had massive success in one of our court cases against a school board member. And as a result, she resigned nearly a week later. And then the following week was the story that broke of the cover-up. And so you had those four things really over the course of 2 weeks that I think changed from Youngkin being down in the polls and McAuliffe cruising to election to Youngkin really having a glide path to winning that race.
And it seemed to me that the country began to really react to the idea that the Biden administration thought of concerned parents as terrorists.
They did. And you see that a lot from school board members, from sort of their activist friends that are defending them. They're always getting threats. They like to call everything a threat. If you go to a school board meeting and threaten to ensure that they never win re-election, well, that's a threat. I've never seen anything, certainly out here, that remotely resembles an actual threat to an individual at a school board meeting. But that NSBA memo took a bunch of stories of angry parents at school board meetings that had hot rhetoric at the podium, but weren't threats. And of course, one of the things that the NSBA cited was a dad who had gotten arrested at the Loudoun County School Board meeting in June of 2021. As we later learned, that dad's daughter was raped in a bathroom in May of 2021, and he was angry about what was happening and how the school was reacting. And they played that up until all of a sudden they realized the truth of what happened and their narrative started to fall apart.
Did anybody on the left ever actually accept responsibility that allowing this boy in a skirt to be in the girls' bathroom was in fact dangerous?
No. People were defending the superintendent even after he got indicted. I mean, they cannot recognize that this issue is not something that the majority of parents and certainly voters in Loudoun County support. And that's ultimately what we've seen. And that's kind of one of the bigger themes of my book is that these public bodies have to cut corners in order to pass policies that they know their constituency does not support. And when they cut those corners, they end up violating laws. They end up violating their own rules. They end up losing the trust of the constituency. And it doesn't matter whether it has to do with bathrooms, whether it has to do with implementing critical race theory, or just not giving the public information that the public is entitled to, they will cut corners and break rules. And that does make them vulnerable.
Do you think they do that because they think they're so morally right that they should have the ability to impose what they believe on the rest of us?
Yeah, absolutely. And you saw just the other day, a legislator in Georgia said, well, you know, parents shouldn't be able to choose what to do with this money and where they send their kids to school because, you know, they don't have high school educations or they're not intelligent enough to spend this money. Well, first of all, that's a slap in the face to people that want their children to have a better life than they had. But it also fails to recognize the fact that there are a lot of people out there that know a lot more about a lot of things than your average representative. And that's one of the advantages I think that we have as parents. We need to recognize that, look, somebody gets elected to a school board, especially for Democrats, that's an entry-level position to politics. They are not as bright as they think. They are not as strategic as they think. And when parents mobilize and work together, they're able to outwork them, outcompete them, outwill them, and ultimately outsmart them.
The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone, goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High five.
High five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland. A man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An Assassin Comes to Town, a six-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, iHeart listener. We have a confession to make. Both iHeart and this commercial you're listening to right now would probably sound a heck of a lot better on the new Roku Pro Series TV. It's got side-firing speakers that fill your room with sound, Dolby Atmos audio that puts you right in the middle of the entertainment, and the ability to pair seamlessly with your home theater sound systems that already have surround sound and booming bass. If all that sounds too good to be true, it'll sound even better on the new Roku Pro Series. Your hearing isn't better. Your TV is.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Aren't you struck by the amount of money that is spent by public institutions on behalf of the ideas of the left?
Yeah, we've seen it. They have in our school system, you've got the head of the equity office, you've got an equity coordinator, You've got an equity assistant or something like that. I mean, they have three full-time positions in their equity office that make well over $150,000 a year. And that's just in one school district. And that doesn't count the consulting contracts where they're throwing out millions of dollars to these companies coming out of California. I mean, they are spending tons of taxpayer money on these things. And then, of course, now they have to redo all the bathrooms, right? They've got to redo the bathrooms. They got to rename school names because you can't have this person's name because of the past, or we need to change the mascots. I mean, they are spending millions and millions of dollars on all of these things.
A friend of mine just sent me a note the other day about the amount of money that the author of the 1619 totally inaccurate history has been paid. It's like almost $1 million for speaking on college campuses because she's a heroine of the left.
In Fairfax County, I believe it was Ibram Kendi, who's another one of these authors where everything is racist at all times, I believe made $40,000 for an hour of speaking to Fairfax County Public Schools. I mean, that is taxpayer money.
It's like there's this network that takes care of itself. And they have a vested interest in these issues because it's how they earn money and their living. So they both believe in it and they profit from it. But you went about being very practical, setting up organizations that could fight back. You were faced with the power structure that was building an enemies list. You were on the enemies list and you decided to fight back. So what are the steps you'd recommend to other parents and other communities in terms of what their rights are and what they can do to be effective?
The first thing I think to recognize is that there are parents out there that want to fight back, and they all have different skill sets. We had one woman that was fantastic at organizing events, getting people together, getting people to show up. We had others that were just great investigators, sending Freedom of Information Act requests, organizing them, getting them to others. We had more that were really good on radio or television. So we had people with different skill sets. It really just had to organize. So what we did in March of 2021, we got together on a neighbor's back deck. And I said, look, what we need to do is we need to create an organization. We can either make it a 501c4 where donors are anonymous, which would have been helpful because we knew that there's so many people out there that want to cancel potential donors. But we decided to set it up as a political action committee. We created a fundraising portal, website, et cetera. And then we pitched the story to the media and we were able to raise a lot of money. Every time a parent went on television and dropped the Fight for Schools name, which was the name of our PAC, we raised more money. We were able to get community members to host events and able to raise money. That money ultimately went to legal expenses, which we needed to be in the courts with these school board members. And look, I've worked in politics since 2012, but it's not necessary. I think that one of the things in the book, I lay out all the steps we took to set up this organization, to get it publicity, to be able to raise money, and to be able to implement our strategy and our tactics. And you just need somebody or a few people with that strategic vision where you have an end game in mind and deadlines, because ultimately you want to have a time horizon for your actions so you can feel that you're pursuing a specific goal. And for us, that was the signatures. And then we use that as a vehicle to really counteract a $1.6 billion organization in our local school district.
So when you get the signatures, do you then have to go in front of a judge?
Yeah, so you get the signatures. It was like 10% of the total vote from the previous election, which for us ranged per district from either 800 to 12,000. And we were able to complete all those signatures by election day. We filed our first case in August of 2021. And our strategy was unique. Nobody had ever done it in Virginia, where we needed to disqualify the Commonwealth attorney because we had seen it in Fairfax, we'd seen it in other counties, they will just dismiss the case. So we moved to intervene as an interested party. That was granted by the court, first time that's ever happened. And then we successfully were able to disqualify Buddha Bibarai, the Soros-backed Commonwealth attorney, and get an independent prosecutor. After that, I think the writing was on the wall that we were going to be successful if we went to trial, which we never got to because the school board member resigned. We later learned, however, with some more connected school board members that we were able to bring into court, they will strike back. They will figure out ways to adapt. The Soros-backed prosecutor recused from one of the cases, got another one to slide in. They were able to force the judge to recuse. They got a retired judge. And then lo and behold, we were stuck in another situation where we didn't have enough to disqualify the prosecutor, and he voluntarily dismissed it. So we had success and failures. The lesson I learned there is, and I talk about it in, I guess, rule 11 in my book, is don't always be reliant on past successes. As you go out there and you push back, you're going to have successes, you're going to have failures. There's always a tendency to maybe fight the last battle. And when you do that, they will react. They will have a playbook to fight back. So you always have to be creative and you always have to be one step ahead of the opposition.
Did you have any interference from the Department of Justice?
You know, not that we know of. I mean, certainly when Garland put out that memo, I think a lot of parents were quietly concerned. What does this mean? They don't have jurisdiction over local issues like this. I mean, sure, if there's some international domestic terror ring that's going after school board members, okay, but that's not what it was. But I think at that point, we had had so much momentum in everything we were doing. We played a clean game. And I like to say, be like Mike. It's like being like Michael Jordan. He had some battles against the Pistons and the Knicks, and they would just foul him relentlessly. But he didn't push back. He didn't fight back. He just smiled, stuck his tongue out, dunked, and dropped 63 on his way to six titles. And that was kind of our method. We are not going to engage with sort of the lower end of these folks that are really trying to engage us and get us to do something stupid. We're going to keep our focus on what elected officials and candidates do and say as elected officials and candidates, and we'll beat them that way.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to have supervision, enhanced hearing, extraordinary reflexes, to be, dare we say, superhuman? Well, Roku's new Pro Series TV can't do any of that for you. But with a 4K screen, side-firing speakers, and a blazing fast refresh rate, it'll sure feel like it. Elevate your entertainment using all your favorite apps like iHeart and play all your music, radio, and podcasts with the new Roku Pro Series. Your senses aren't better. Your TV is.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland, a man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An Assassin Comes to Town, a six-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
This has now become a national issue. When Speaker McCarthy hosted the press conference to introduce H.R. 5, the Parents' Bill of Rights, you were right there. How did you feel about that?
I think it is a good step to see that House Republicans are listening to what parents say. We're going to need some more teeth going forward. We need to be able to exercise these rights with private rights of action in court. That is what is going to turn the tide, is really taking these school systems to court. So, for example, the Protection of Pupil Rights Amendment allows parents access to curriculum. It allows them to opt out of surveys. But if the school violates that, what are their remedies? Well, they can petition the Department of Education, but we know Miguel Cardona is not going to do anything. So they need to be able to bring schools to court. Similarly, there's language in there certainly about schools not talking to children about things like gender identity and whatnot. but there needs to be a way to enforce it. So I'm certainly pleased that they're moving on this, and I hope that they continue to do so throughout this Congress, because ultimately, I think 2024 is going to be a real opportunity for whoever the nominee is to put parental rights at the forefront of the campaign.
Both the Biden White House and the National Education Association have come out opposed to the Parents' Bill of Rights, and I think that's going to be an interesting and important debate over the next couple of years. But as part of that debate, why did you decide to write Parents of the World Unite?
Two reasons, really. As we were going through this fight, I mean, just some of the things you would see from community members and neighbors and the back and forth, and the fight itself was a drama in some ways. I mean, you're bringing people together for the first time and creating a team of really thousands of people out of nothing. It was a heck of a story to live, and I thought it'd be a heck of a story to tell. But also after Virginia's elections, I mean, the amount of people that would reach out and ask for advice on how can they incorporate sort of the Loudoun model into their own school districts, into what they're doing. I thought, one person, I can't go to every school district in the country, but I can certainly write our experiences and why we did the things we did and how those philosophies, strategies, and tactics might be able to work in other places. I mean, look, not everybody's going to have a recall case or a removal case, but I'll tell you, the gathering of signatures, it's so very simple, but it united people with a common cause, a common mission, a common goal, and it just galvanized people throughout the summer. I mean, they'd come to us and they said, "We've been looking for you everywhere. Where can I sign these?" At early voting, we'd have signature stands out there and they'd come running out of voting like, "Yeah, I came to vote, but I really came to sign one of these." We'd have people coming out saying, "I don't understand these people," but they say, "I voted for Terry McAuliffe, but I want to sign your petition." I'm like, "Well, okay." But it really just became a train that just rolled. And I think getting everybody on that same mission really helped develop a team. So I would advise people to find something where you can engage the grassroots, where you can be talking to people in the community and learning about all these things. Because, you know, just by being out there, we learned so many stories about what was happening in schools that we wouldn't have had otherwise if we're just, you know, sitting behind a computer.
Part of the point about your book, which is Parents of the World Unite, How to Save Our Schools from the Left's Radical Agenda, that this is sort of a workbook for parents, that if they are concerned, your book helps introduce them both to the issues and to action steps they can take. I mean, is that your intent?
That's absolutely my intent. And, you know, I think it's ironic because you hear from the left that, well, you know, these parents, they don't want accurate history taught. Well, if you've actually read history, you'll know all about strategy, you'll know all about tactics, you know all about how things get done. And history is human nature. That's what it is. And it's how human nature is applied to a given circumstance or situation. And we were observant of human nature, of the human nature of parents, of the left, of the activists that were supporting them. And we were able to counteract that by doing different things. I mean, for example, I see it a lot where people just love to attack, right? The minute they get something that may be valuable, they immediately put it out on social media or in some fashion. You know, that's not my philosophy. My philosophy is, well, wait, is there a better time to use it? Let's hold back. Let's think about things. And that was kind of always the way we operated, which is let's take a step back and let's think about the best way that we can use that at the right time. And I think we were very successful in that. You know, sure, there's fits and stops where you don't always do everything perfectly. But I think overall, we were able to really survey the landscape of what's going on. Sometimes you let the left hang themselves and give them enough rope and they will do it. They will choose the wrong path, especially when you're dealing with 9 school board members and this giant bureaucracy. They can't get on the same page. And so while they may have more resources and more people, they're also slower and more cumbersome than we were. So we were able to really be flexible in our approach and reap the rewards.
As a parent yourself, you were right in the middle of the fight. You really took measure of who your opponents were. And you have now figured out sort of a workbook on how to be effective in taking on the left-wing education establishment that's doing so much to undermine our values and our country. So I think that what you've done is really, really important. I'm really delighted that you have taken such a positive role and that you're personally so engaged in doing this. How much time does this take to be an active parent?
Well, you know, for me, it took a lot of time. I didn't expect it. Certainly in 2021, I mean, it was wake up and figure out how to fight. And for everybody, it's different. Like I said, everybody has a different role to fill. But certainly during that year, I think everybody was all hands on deck at all times to the extent they could. I was still able to function, to have a job, to work. Sometimes it's tough to work on things when you're not passionate about it like we were about this fight. It took up a lot of headspace, but it was rewarding. It was rewarding to see the impact of what we were doing, not just in our county, not just in Virginia, but then watching the rest of the country. And you started seeing some of the things that we were doing pop up on the news. And you say, oh, yeah, we did that in May. Great. So it's been a little bit of a Boston in the American Revolution where we kind of started the spark, at least, or at least nationalized the spark and watched it really spread all over the country with different groups popping up, different parental rights organizations popping up. And that's going to be necessary because it's taken the left decades to really get control of this system. And for those that think, well, 3 years we put into this, that should be enough. No, it's going to take a lot longer than that to undo the damage. So the more people that come to the fight, new parents, parents just starting to get into the school system, you're going to have a constant refunneling of the pipeline, so to speak, where you're going to have new people that are willing to engage in this issue. And I hope that it continues for years because that's what it's going to take.
Well, and as you pointed out, you're up against an education machine that has a $1 billion budget and it's able to pay people full time to try to damage the cause you believe in. So the reformers are always at an initial disadvantage. But if their ideas are good enough, they gradually wear out the entrenched machine. And that's what you're up against. How hard did you find it to write a book?
It wasn't too hard. I dictated it on my phone on a long trip, and it really just took an up and back down to southwestern Virginia to get everything there. And then I took that dictation and turned it into a manuscript. It took a long time, but it was fun to write because it was a fun time that we had. And it was an interesting process. I don't think it was as difficult as I expected, but I always wanted to write a book. I just needed something to write about. And so once I had that story to write, I think it was a little easier than just kind of sitting there thinking, well, what should I write about and picking something out of a hat?
Do you think there are future books ahead of you?
Well, I hope so. I mean, I really enjoy the strategic part. I really enjoy thinking about, like I said, human nature and how that impacts these fights and how best to deal with these fights. One of the things, and I didn't really put too much of this in my book, maybe there's another one, intelligence networks. You know, I mean, you really are at battle and we had quite an intelligence network. I know a lot of people, they'll attack teachers or even Democrats, but you'd be surprised at some people, they may wear those party clothes on some issues, but on this issue, they're not necessarily always with sort of the far left, and people are willing to share information, which ultimately becomes valuable. And so you need to know when the enemy of your enemy is your friend and when they're not. But I think that's another thing that I would encourage people to do is develop sources inside your schools, develop sources inside the administration. And quite frankly, people that see these things, I mean, I can tell you a lot of Democrats are looking at the school board and other folks here in Loudoun County, and they want to stay as far away as possible. They don't want to have anything to do with them. Because they recognize in their own self-interest that they are not good for our re-election prospects. Even though we don't have anything necessarily to do with the school, there are some people out there that are savvy enough to recognize the dead weight that being anti-parent is come election time.
Ian, I want to thank you for joining me. I think your book is an essential playbook for parents who want strategies for successfully fighting a radical woke agenda in their kids' schools. And I recommend every engaged parent to get a copy of Parents of the World Unite, How to Save Our Schools from the Left's Radical Agenda. So, Ian, I want to thank you for joining me on Newt's World.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Thank you to my guest, Ian Pryor. You can get a link to buy his new book, Parents of the World Unite, on our show page at newtsworld.com. Newt's World is produced by Gingrich 360 and iHeartMedia. Our executive producer is Garnsey Sloan. Our producer is Rebecca Howell. And our researcher is Rachel Peterson. The artwork for the show was created by Steve Pendley. Special thanks to the team at Gingrich 360. If you've been enjoying Newt's World, I hope you'll go to Apple Podcasts and both rate us with 5 stars and give us a review so others can learn what it's all about. Right now, listeners of Newt's World can sign up for my 3 free weekly columns at gingrich360.com/newsletter. I'm Newt Gingrich. This is Newt's World.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Woo!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland. A man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An Assassin Comes to Town, a six-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What are you looking for in a new smart TV? 4K picture quality? High quality and immersive sound? A sleek design? All of those are givens, but only the new Roku Pro Series has all of those and the Roku streaming experience and award-winning OS. Get fast, easy access to all your apps like iHeart, where you can stream all your favorite music, radio, and podcasts all day, and regular all-inclusive trips to Roku City. The new Roku Pro Series, a smart TV built by the streaming pros.
NFL Plus Premium is your ticket to the NFL offseason.
With the first pick in the NFL Draft.
Catch all your favorite offseason coverage and stream exclusive content from the NFL Draft, training camp, free agency, and more. Relive the biggest plays from the season with full and condensed game replays.
He's in! Touchdown!
Plus, stay connected with 24/7 football news and coverage on NFL Network. Sign up today at plus.nfl.com. Terms and conditions apply.